Solar panels are not going to fix sea level rise, but at a roundtable in Miami's Little Haiti neighborhood today, U.S. Senator Bill Nelson effectively said they were. WLRN's Kate Stein explains why that's problematic.
The event was to talk about the disproportionate impact of hurricanes and climate change on vulnerable communities. Senator Bill Nelson spoke extensively about using solar panels to address climate change issues, particularly rising seas in South Florida. I asked him how that would work. Scientists say switching to solar panels would limit the amount of carbon humans release into the atmosphere in the future. Solar panels would not take out the carbon that's already there and causing global warming, which causes rising seas. My question to Nelson was, quote, "I don't understand how solar panels are going to stop the seas from rising. They're not going to take carbon out of the atmosphere."
Oh, it by all means would.
I pressed him. It would help, but it wouldn't take the carbon out.
Well, what, as you say, is baked in is baked in. That's true.
So then I asked, what are we going to do about it? The carbon that's baked in.
Well, the Earth is a dynamic, constantly changing things. The Earth will renew itself if you don't keep putting poison in it.
Other than the solar panels, Nelson put forth no specific plans to deal with rising seas. Governor Rick Scott, Nelson's most notable opponent in the 2018 Senate race, has not been in South Florida to talk about a plan for sea level rise or climate change. I'm Kate Stein in Miami.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Luis Hernandez. Now back over to Andy.